The Holy Gospel for the fourth Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Jesus opens the Sermon on the Mount by naming those who are blessed in the reign of God. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, this afternoon, the Super Bowl is going to be on, and so we're all getting ready for that. But earlier this week, they already started leaking some of those Super Bowl ads. And for me, that's one part of Super Bowl that I really look forward to. The ads are very clever. And this year, no exception. An ad was leaked on the new Hyundai Sonata. And John Krasinski, who had a starring role in The Office, a very popular sitcom, has a role in it. And it's a wonderful commercial. It's about a feature the new Sonata has called Smart Park, where the car will park itself even in a tighter space. But the way the commercial is presented is so funny. The commercial starts and the man is going to park his car. So he gets out of the car and leaves it and pushes a button, and the car starts parking itself. He goes, "I got Smart Park." And everyone goes, "Smart Park? What's Smart Park?" Well, it goes on and on. By the end of the commercial, we are in love with those people and their accent. We all want to get a Hyundai Sonata so we too can have Smart Park. Now, in North Dakota and Minnesota, we don't have that kind of command of the English language. But in a way, we do. We have what's called the so-then sentence construction. Let's go back east for a minute, where that commercial for Smart Park was taking place. They would say, "Are you going to the store?" We would never say that. We would say, "So are you going to the store then?" That's how the so then sentence construction works. It's very important. It's part of our identity. But there's another thing that's part of our identity. If you go again back to the eastern part of our country and you ask people how they are doing, they'll say, "Oh, the troubles I got." They let you know what's going on in their life. They wear their heart on their sleeve. We always know where they're at with everything. But oh no, not in this part of the country. What do we say? "I'm just fine, thank you." We're wired to say that. "I'm just fine, thank you." We're all very good at wearing masks, not saying, who we really are, not saying how we really feel. Thank the Lord today for Jesus. After reading the Beatitudes, I realize one thing. Jesus has very good eyes. Notice today he's up on the mountain looking down. And it's important that he's looking down. He's looking down at us. And he sees right through the masks. He sees us for who we really are and what we really are. He meets us down in the trenches where life really is. And then he says to you and me, "Blessed are you." That's important because I think in life we spend a lot of time trying to get out of the trenches, trying to climb our way up in life. We like to minimize our problems. How are you today? I'm just fine, thank you. And then no one really knows. No one really knows about our struggles. Our texts today are all about the contrast between the mountain and the valley. And in our confession today, we read, "You have shown us what is good, but we have looked to other lights to find our way. We have not been just in our dealings with others. We have chosen revenge over mercy. We have promoted ourselves instead of walking humbly with you." Promoted ourselves. We have lifted ourselves up instead of walking humbly with you. Today we need to realize that Jesus comes down into the trenches of life. Jesus does not stay on the mountain. Jesus' goal is not to have us climb to the top. Jesus' whole intent is for us to live our lives out down in the trenches. As our gathering hymn this morning, we are called, so wonderfully put it, we are called to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with our God. That's what we're called to do. And today, Jesus reinforces that. When he says to you and me, "Blessed are you when you're honest with life, when you admit that life is struggle. Blessed are you. Blessed are you for living life out in the trenches, struggling to do the right thing for your neighbor, doing those things that are tough to do. Blessed are those who mourn." One example. How do we as Lutherans deal with that? How are we a blessing when someone is mourning? Well, there's that old Lutheran joke, of course, where someone dies and the Lutheran comes to the bereaved's door and says, "I don't know what to say, but here's a hot dish." That act of kindness, that act of concern, is a blessing for that person. Blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Another tough one. When I've had a funeral for someone who has taken their own life, sometimes I use that text. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There is no one poorer in spirit than a person who can no longer see themselves in the world. And yet God in Christ blesses them. Maybe we can bless them too in their struggle. And maybe we can help when people say, "How are you?" And we don't say, "I'm just fine." When we admit where we are, then you and I can become more connected with one another. We can become stronger because we bear one another's burdens. That is our calling today as God's people. To live out the Beatitudes. To be blessed are those who fill in the rest of the blank. We put the Beatitudes together, I think we have the definition of community, where we are in life together. And today, remember the importance of that word, blessed. It's okay to struggle. Jesus is coming to lift us up and build us up and to say, "You're going to be okay. In the meantime, do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God." Thanks be to God. Amen.